Reading from the book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 3rd chapter, 3rd canto, 15th chapter, verse number 181 it starts with. Not necessarily got to repeat this, the last verse, I'll chant, then we repeat together. This I'll just read out the translation and the verse.
E mata sarva bhaktire kahi sabha guna, savire vidhaya dilakari alingana.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the good qualities of his devotees, one after the other. He then embraced them and bade them farewell.
Prabhu Ravicheda Bhaktakarena Rodana Bhaktira Vicheda Prabhu Ravishanna Hailamana.
Translation. Due to the impending separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees began to cry. The Lord was also morose due to separation from the devotees.
Gadadara Pandita Rahila Prabhu Ere Pashe Yameshwara Prabhu Yandra Karaila Aveshe.
Gadadara Pandit remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was given place to live at Yameshwara. Purport, just three lines. Yameshwara is on the southwest side of Jagannath Temple. Gadadara Pandita resided there and there was a small garden and a sandy beach known as Yameshwara Thota. Text 184-185.
Puri Goshani Jagannananda Sarupa Dhamodara Dhamodara Pandita Ara Govinda Kashishwara E Sabha Sange Prabhu Vesha Neelachale Jagannatha Darshane Nityakare Pratha Kale.
Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at Jagannath Puri, Neelachala with Paramananda Puri, Jagannananda, Swarupa Dhamodara, Dhamodara Pandita, Govinda, and Kashishwara. It was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's daily practice to see Lord Jagannath in the morning. Text 186.
Prabhu Pashe Asi Sarvama Ekadina Yodahata Kari Kichu Kaili Nivedana.
Translation. One day Sarvama Bhattacharya came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with folded hands and submitted a request. 187. Text number.
Ebi Sabha Vaishnava Gauradesha Chali Ghali Ebe Prabhura Nimantrani Avasara Haile.
Translation. Since all the Vaishnavas had returned to Bengal, there was good chance that the Lord would accept an invitation. Text number 188.
Eva Mura Gare Bhikshakaraha Masabhadi Prabhu Kahi Dharmanahi Karite Napari.
Translation. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, please accept my invitation for lunch for 1 month. The Lord replied, that is not possible because it is against the religious principle of a sannyasi. Text 189.
Sarvabhauma kahe bhikshakaraha bhisha dine dina prabhu kahe eha nahe eti dharma chinna.
Translation. Sarvabhauma then said, please accept the invitation for 20 days. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, it is not a religious principle of the renounced order. 190. Text number.
Sarvabhauma kahe puna dina pancha dase Prabhu kahe tomara bhiksha eka divasa.
Then Sarvabhauma requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept lunch for 15 days. The Lord said, I shall accept lunch at your place for 1 day only. 191. Text number.
Tave Sarvabhauma Prabhura Charane Dhariya Dashadine Bhikshakarane Kahe Vinita Kariya.
Translation. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then caught hold of Lord's lotus feet and submissively begged, please accept lunch for at least 10 days. So determined is. 192.
Prabhu krame krame panchadine gataila panchadina tandri bhikshanyama karila.
translation. In this way, by and by, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reduced the duration to 5 days. Thus, for 5 days every month, regularly accepted the Bhattacharya's invitation to lunch. Text 193, this has purport. We can chant together.
Tavi sarvam akare aranivedana tumara sange sanyasi ache dasajana tavi sarvam akare aranivedana tumara sange sanyasi ache dasajana Tavi salvamma kariyara nivedana Tumara sange sanyasi ache dasajana. Tavi salvamma kariyara nivedana Tumara sange sanyasi ache dasajana. Tavi sarvam akare aranivedana Tumara sange sanyasi ache dasajana Tavi sarvam akare aranivedana Tumara sange sanyasi ache dasajana.
Translation and purport. Okay, word. Tabi, thereafter, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, Karai, does, Ara, another, Nivedana, submission, Tamara Sange, with you, Sanyasi, in the renounced order of life, Ache, there are, Dasajana, 10 persons. Translation. Unpurported by Srila Prabhupada. After this, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya said, My Lord, there are 10 sannyasis with you. Purport. A sannyasi should not cook food for himself or accept any invitation to eat at a devotee's house continuously for many days. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very kind and affectionate toward his devotees, yet he would not accept a long invitation at Sarvabhama's house. Out of affection, he accepted only 5 days in the month. The 10 sannyasis living with the Lord were Paramananda Puri, Swarup Dhamodara, Brahmananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Vishnupuri, Keshav Puri, Krishnananda Puri, Narasimha Tirtha, Sukhananda Puri, and Satyananda Bharati. Om Ajnanatimandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Unmuktamana Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namavo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Prachani Nirvisheshunyavadi Paschyata Dishatani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Chaitanya Charitamrita is real nectar. I thank the management and all the devotees. Give me a chance to discuss Chaitanya Charitamrita. Amruta, Chaitanya Charita Amruta. What is the speciality with the Chaitanya Charita Amruta? The beauty is, we know Srimad Bhagavatam, we have studied Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana. The beauty with the Chaitanya Charita Amruta, in Chaitanya Charita Amruta, there is Bhagavatam, there is Bhagavad Gita, there is Ramayana. All the scriptures. Thus, Srila Prabhupada said, study of Chaitanya Charitamrita is PhD. The highest. Nothing more than this. Here we can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, that loving relationship. It is there in Bhagavatam, but not a big group of devotees, Sangha. There are a few devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj and his brothers. Many other kings, many other devotees, gopis of Vrindavan. Very special. But here you can see hundreds and thousands of devotees having a relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. this particular incident. We understand Sadhu Sangha. Not only want a lot, he mentions 10 names. Apart from you, there's so many sannyasis out there. I would like to invite them also for prasad. So in this, I read these verses this morning. I took two topics from this, what I understood. One is prasad. How important it is in our lives. Prabhupada said, our moment is kitchen moment. You know, just giving prasadam. Srila Prabhupada gave prasad and he conquered the hearts of the people. A nectar of instruction, Prabhupada says, just eating prasadam, you can go back to Godhead. Then why Mangalarti? Why Bhagavatam class? Why Chaitanya Charitamrita? Why 16 rounds, more rounds, japa? Just eat prasadam. Not necessary, you've got to practice all these things. No? Why get up in the morning, Brahma Murtha? No? Eat prasadam. Morning sweet rice. Then breakfast. Puri sabji alva. Then lunch, nice prasadam. Then dinner, that's enough. We'll go back to Godhead. Prabhupada says, just eating prasadam, you'll go back to Godhead. Is it? What happens by eating prasad? Buddhi parivartasthate. Intelligence is well established. Eating prasadam, intelligence is purified. The polluted intelligence of this material world will be sanctified. You want to attend Mangalarti. You want to do japa. You want to participate in Sankirtana. You want to study Bhagavatam, hear Bhagavatam. Want to understand Bhagavad Gita. Hankering will come just honoring prasadam. Prasade sarvadukkhanam hanirasa prajayate. Prasanna chedasu yasu buddhi parivartasthate. Just eating Krishna prasadam, intelligence is well established. What is good for me? What is bad for me? What is right? What is wrong? What is matter? What is spirit? That intelligence we get. Buddhi parivartasthate, Lord Krishna says in Gita. That's the power of prasadam. Here, Bhattacharya is inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, prasad, you come for prasad. 1 month. That's not possible. I'm a sannyasi, it's not possible. 20 days. No, that's not possible. 10 days. That's not possible. I'll come only one day. He holds his feet and pleads, please, please, my Lord. Okay, 5 days. That's not the end. Then he says, all the 10 names, they come different time. Dhamadhar may come with you. Sarup Dhamadhar may come with you. Once or twice, he can honor. Other devotees already fixed, they are coming. The rest, another 8 devotees, they come for 2 days. Altogether, 30 days. His quota is established. 30 days he wants to feed and he's feeding. Mahaprabhu and other devotees. Here the Sangha. He's hankering for Sadhu Sangha. He was a Mayavadi, right? Bhattacharya was a Mayavadi. But after having the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, then he became a Vaishnava. Now he's hankering for the Sangha, Lord and his devotees' association. See, this material world is very inauspicious. Why? Birth, death, old age, disease is there. Kleshas are there, always problems. Padam, padam, yad vipadam. Every step there's a danger. What happens when we don't know? There's the status of this material world. Akutabaya, always fear is there. Inauspicious and fear. But the moment we come in touch with a sadhu, a well-behaved sadhu, then inauspicious world will become auspicious. The fear will go away. Akutabaya, there'll be no fear. Sukadeva Goswami says in Bhagavatam, Sadhichino hi ayam loke, Pantakshema akutabayaha, Sushila Shadavyatra, Narayana Parayanaha. He says, Sukadeva Goswami says, this world is dangerous, very inauspicious, and full of fear. But you take that path, Panta, you take the path, Pantakshema akutabayaha, Sushila Shadavyatra, a sadhu's association who is well behaved. Sushila, not any sadhu. Well-behaved sadhu. Sushila means well-behaved. Sadhu, you take his association. Because why is well-behaved? Narayana Parayana. He's always Krishna conscious. Always chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Life is so simple. Chant Hare Krishna, eat prasadam and dance. You'll go back to Godhead without your knowledge. I never said that, Prabhupada said. Chanting, dancing, eating prasadam, without your knowledge, you'll go back to Godhead. Nice. Eat nice prasadam. Chant Hare Krishna. Dance. What else? So simple. So sarala. So simple is Krishna consciousness. But we make it very complicated. We make it very complicated. So the prasad is so important. Then sangha. Sushila Sadhagatra Narayana Parayana. Take the association of a sadhu who is Krishna conscious. Achar, you know, he behaves very nicely. Achar and prachar, they go together. Behavior means achar and prachar. Not simply talking, he behaves. Achar. Prachar. Just imagine achar and prachar. Should be well balanced. I was just telling my friends who came to my room, I just mentioned about achar and prachar. You know, I was thinking about my god sister, Chudamani Mataji. She behaves so nicely, cool, always comfortable, helping others, caring for others. Achar. She said, Prabhu, I don't preach. Not necessary. Your achar is preaching, prachar. Right? The Christian saint said, Francis said, you preach all the time. If necessary, you speak. You preach all the time. If necessary, you speak. Not necessarily one has to give big lectures and talk. No. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Coming and participating in programs with the devotees, chanting and dancing, doing our japa, honoring prasadam with devotees. That's achar. That's achar. Talk if necessary. Our talk should be such that it should bloom other people's consciousness. Not that by my talk, their consciousness shrinks. No. Every time we hear a class, our consciousness should bloom. Vikasita. Blooming, blooming, blooming. Purna Vikasita. The Sangha is so important. Sadhu Sangha. Without Sangha, we cannot practice Krishna consciousness. Example, our heart is compared to lotus. What is the main thing for the lotus to bloom? Sunshine. When the sunshine is there, lotus blooms. Without sunshine, the lotus will not bloom. One element is sunshine. What is the second element for the lotus to bloom? What is the second element? One is sunshine for the lotus to bloom. Second, field. Just take a field, dig the mud, put the lotus there. It will. Second element is water. It blooms only in the water. Right? This water is Sadhu Sangha. And sunlight is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Then Vikasita, the blooming of the heart starts. Blooming means anarthas are going away. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madamatsarya, they're fading, they're going away. As you chant more, and take the Sangha of the devotees on the Supreme Lord. With the Lord. All of us with the Lord, we chant and dance. You see. But Mahaprabhu said, the moment you chant Hare Krishna mantra together, I am present there. I am there. So the inauspicious world becomes auspicious by Sangha. Fear, bhaya, will become akuta bhaya. You take the association of sadhu, Sushila Sadhavayatra, Narayana Parayanaha, Srila Prabhupada. Well behaved. Sushila, sadhu, always conscious of Narayana. Because of him, what happened? We are all sitting here today discussing Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Sadhana Bhakti. Our life is sadhana. This is a sadhana. Come together, chant. What is the result of sadhana bhakti? The goal of sadhana bhakti is bhava bhakti. Go to the next level. Bhava bhakti's goal is prema bhakti. As we keep chanting and dancing, eating prasadam, with the devotee studying Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's sadhana. What is the result we get? Shubhada. Life becomes very auspicious. Right? In auspicious world, it becomes very auspicious because of sadhana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's all. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra. What a boom. A Kannada saint from my country, India, South India, a saint by name Purandara Dasa, he tells the Lord, I don't want you, my Lord. I don't want you, Krishna. I don't want your greatness. I know you're a great personality. So many pastimes you have performed. I don't need that. And I don't want you also. I need only your holy name. Ninyake, ninhangyake, ninnamada balondidare saku. Your holy name is enough for me. I'll do wonders. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Valmiki, before he was Ratnakar, how he became a saint? You never came and preached, oh Rama. You never came and preached to him. Who preached them? Your name. Just he started chanting Rama, Rama, Rama. Ratnakar became Valmiki. When Draupadi was disrobed, did you come personally? No, you never came. Your holy name protected her, supplied unlimited saris. In any situation, your holy name, first it comes running, then you come. So I don't need you, my Lord. I don't want you, your greatness. Your holy name is enough for me. So the song is a beautiful song. So take to the holy name, chant. So it's like that. Sadhana bhakti, life becomes very auspicious. Shubhada. Kleshagni. The kleshas will go away. All the kleshas. What are the kleshas? Problem with the mind. Problem with the body. Problem from other living entities. And problem with the nature. Corona. Tsunami. Earthquake. Adi daivika klesha. Adi bhautika klesha. Adhyatmika klesha. Adhyatmika, body and mind give me trouble. Adi bhautika. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulandan ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Manji ki jai. Gau Nita ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai. What beautiful deities. Wow. Every day such a nice decoration. What Prabhupada said, as you decorate the deities, what happens to us? We don't want to decorate ourselves much. That means detachment to the material world. Detachment to this body. I am not this body. As you decorate and appreciate the deities, oh, I am not this body. We develop that understanding. Detachment to the material body and the material world. So, Shubhada, life becomes very auspicious by sadhana with the devotees. Chanting and dancing. Shravanam Kirtanam. Vishnu Smaranam. Pada Sevanam. Archanam Vandaram Dasyam. Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. 9 Angas of Bhakti. The topmost is Shravanam. Shravanam is like queen. And other Angas of Bhakti, other parts of the Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, all that, they're like sakis, like maid servants. They all run behind the queen. Like the Shravanam is good, everything is good. When the gopis came to Krishna in the middle of the night, Krishna said, why did you come here? He only called them. Right? Krishna is a prankster, trickster, you know. He called them with his flute. When they come, hey, gopis, why you came here? Middle of the night. So many wild animals, very dangerous. Go back home. Then the gopis are astonished. What is this? Then Lord says, Shravanath, hear about me. Dashanath, see my deities. Shravanath, Dashanath, Dhyanan, you meditate upon me. Shravanath, Dashanath, Dhyanan, Mai Baba, Anukirtanath, do kirtana on me with love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Chant, dance, kirtan with love. Do kirtan. Mai Baba Anukirtana. Na Tato Sannikarshena. Just being next to me, no use. Just being with, just seeing the deity is no use. Chant and dance and then hear about me, sing about me, then we can understand deities better.
Shavana, Dashna, Dhyanan, Mai Bhava, Anukirtanan, Na Tato Sannikarshana, just being with me, O Gopis, it will not help you. Pratyato, Tato Grahan, please go back home.
But Gopis are very tough. Eh? They say, no, we will not go.
The same verse Lord used for Yajnapatnis, the Brahmana wife. Same verse, as it is. When the Yajnapatnis, Brahmana wives, that pastime you all know, the pastime, where they bring food for Krishna and Balaram in the forest, the Brahmana wives. See, these Brahmana wives, they didn't want to go home. After seeing Krishna, they say, no, we don't want to go. We will stay back here with you. And Krishna will not disturb you. Will not bring bad name to you. Will hide in the bushes and watch you dancing with the gopis. You perform pastimes in the vana, in the forest. Will hide in the bushes and watch your pastimes. That tulsi which falls from your mala, tulsi mala, from your lotus feet, when the tulsi falls, we eat that and that is our prasad. Will not disturb you. But we can't go back home. Then the Lord uses the same verse. Pratyato tato grahan, go home. Hear about me. See my deity form. Chant my name with love. Mai bhava anukirtanat. Just being with me here, sitting and watching, no use. You'll not get anything. So Brahmana wives, they go back. Okay, Krishna will go back. But gopis, they'll say, we'll not go back. Lord knows that actually. Then the rasa dance happens with the gopis. So, Shubhada, life becomes very auspicious. Kleshagni, all the troubles will go away by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The goal of sadhana bhakti is, what is the goal of sadhana bhakti? Bhava bhakti. Enter the bhava, what happens? Dullabha. Rarely people enter bhava bhakti. Bahunam jirmanamante jnanavan mamprapatite vasudeva samamiti sa mahatma sudurlabaha. Rarely people understand that Vasudeva is the cause of all causes. Bahunam jirmanamante, out of many, many millions of births and death, will understand Krishna is the cause of all causes. Such as souls, sa mahatma, Sudurlabha, such great souls are very rare. Very rare. Not easy. Easy to find Prabhupada? Easy to find the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj? Easy to find Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Very rare. Very, very rare. Some Mahatma, Sudurlabha. So entering Bhava Bhakti itself is very rare, the byproduct of Bhava Bhakti. Next is Moksha lago kret. Moksha is derides. Not bothered. You want liberation? Sorry, not necessary. Do you want liberation? No. What do you want? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I don't want you. I don't your greatness. I don't want the spiritual world. I'll chant. I'll chant Hare Krishna and serve your lotus feet. That's enough. What a boon Srila Prabhupada gave us. Isn't it? Isn't it? Yes or no? Yes. No voice. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. That's the boon. That's the boon. You know, we got the holy name. What more do we need? We got prasadam. What more do we need? Deities. What more? Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. What more we need? Everything is going to be Srila Prabhupada to go back home, back to Godhead, and to be happy here also. Going back home, that's fine. But being here and enjoying Krishna consciousness is much more than going back to Godhead. With the devotees chanting and dancing, eating prasadam, finishing my rounds, studying Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, hearing Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, what more do you want? It's more powerful in the material world. Prabhupada says it's an oasis. ISKCON is an oasis. In the desert, is high and dry. No water, nothing. But oasis spot, you get some water, some shade,
some fruits to eat, like that ISKCON is. Whole world, horrible condition. But this is an oasis spot. And again, we've got to be careful how we see this oasis, how we take full advantage of this oasis. Come here to chant and dance and eat prasadam. Take the association here, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad-gita. That's it. Problems will come. Kleshas will be there. Manam param kaman amnanti samsara chakra parvadiyat. The mind is the one, creates all problems. There's no problem outside, Prahlad Maharaj said. Oh, my dear father, Hiranyakashipu, the problem inside you. Outside there's no problem. Inside you. You need derides, bhava stage, not bothered about moksha also. Like Bilo Mangal Thakur says, what he says, Bilo Mangal Thakur? I am in bhakti, practicing bhakti, I am chanting Hare Krishna and dancing. Mukti is standing near the door. Prabhu, Bilo Mangal Thakur, Prabhu, I am here, Mukti. I am ready to liberate you. Lord, my Lord, I am ready. Sorry, don't disturb me. Don't disturb my rounds. I am focusing on my rounds. Why Mukti Dev, you are troubling me? Okay, want to stand, stand there. But don't disturb me. Don't call me. Don't call me. Bhakti is twai sthiratara. When study devotion is going on, bhakti is twai sthiratara. Sthiratara means nishta. Study. Study devotional service. No inconsistency. Solid. Consistent. Every day is coming to Mangalarti. Every day she is coming to Mangalarti. Either in the temple or at home. No sleeping. Brahma Murtha, no sleeping. Brahma Murtha, no sleeping. What is the meaning of Mangala? Very auspicious. Mangala Arati. You do it in the temple. Very good. Very easy. It's not possible. Very far away. Or health issues. At home, get up and chant. Brahma Murtha is nothing but an invitation from the Supreme Lord. How many of you want the invitation from the Supreme Lord? The Prime Minister of London gives the invitation, please come today, meet me. Who will not miss? How many of you will miss? All will go running. The Prime Minister, right? Who is the Prime Minister? No idea. So transient it is. Good. That is, I know in India, Prime Minister is Modi. We can remember that. So the Supreme Lord is giving invitation. Imagine. Who will miss that chance? Mangala. Brahma Murtha is nothing but an invitation from the Supreme Lord. Come, I'm waiting for you. And come and take my association. Brahma Murtha, 1.5 hour. Before sunrise. Very auspicious. Very, very auspicious. Dwaraka Mahatma says, Brahma Murtha, when the curtains open in the temple, Lord sees who are all there. Hey, so many. Hey, so many. My blessings. Lord blesses them. Latecomers, even they get it. But somebody in the house and chanting, they get it. They get it. In the house, you do Mangalati, do it here. No problems. But Brahma Murtha wish not sleep. Like one devotee in Vrindavan, during the temple construction, a devotee brings bag full of money. All pounds, euros, dollars, rupees, big bag. And Prabhupada is sitting and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Chanting. The devotee comes and he empties the bag in front of Srila Prabhupada. A pile, big pile of money. And Prabhupada sees the money and looks at him. With his left hand, he pushes. Why are you not coming for Mangalarti? Why are you not coming for Mangalarti? And you worry. So what is it? For me, your Mangalarti is more important than the money. Your Mangalarti is more important than the money. Come for Mangalarti. Or do it in the temple or in the house, no problem. But do it. That time is meant only for spiritual activities, nothing else. And Manu Samhita, other scriptures says a lot about Mangalarti. When somebody is performing Mangalarti, Brahmamurti is up, doing spiritual activity, a Amrita Bindu, a special nectar, forms in the navel. And that Amrita Bindu goes to the different parts of the body. And that person remains healthy. Healthy with the mind and the body. You see, that's the power. Even physically, it'll take care of you. Spiritually, it'll take care of you. Emotionally, it'll take care of you. Mind will remain very healthy. Manam param karanam amnanti samsara chakra parivadidyat. You are the mind, I am caught up in the cycle of birth and death. O Krishna. No other reason. The mind. This is treating. What is the treatment for the mind? Mantra. Man means mind. Tra means delivering the anxieties from the mind is called tra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Empty it. Manam param karanam. So, two things. Moksha lagukrit. Dullaba bhava bhakti. Sadhana bhakti byproducts are shubhada kleshagni. Life becomes very auspicious. Kleshagni. All the kleshas, problems are gone. Bhava bhakti byproducts are two. Dullaba. Rarely one comes to bhava bhakti. And he's having such a wonderful time. Moksha lagukrit. Not bothered about liberation also. Derides liberation. Bhakti stvais tanutara. Bhagavan idisyad. Daivena phalati divya kishora murti. Mukti swayam mugiditanjalithi yute asman. Dharma artha kama gathaya samaye pratikshaha. When Mukti is waiting at the door, Prabhu, I am ready to give liberation. There is a cue. Dharma artha kama. They are all waiting to serve. This devotee who is chanting Hare Krishna mantra in Brahma Murta. They're all in the queue waiting. Prabhu, want to serve you. Prabhu, Prabhu, Mataji, want to serve you. Serve you. Hold on. Don't disturb me. I'm chanting. That's the chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Serving the Lord is more than mukti, bhakti. That is bhakti. What is the goal of bhava bhakti? Prema bhakti. What are the byproducts? Sandrananda visheshatma. Unlimited happiness. Unlimited happiness. The ocean of happiness. Bhava bhakti happiness is one drop in the ocean. Can you imagine? And sadhana bhakti happiness is drop in the drop. Then what about material happiness? Tuchya. Good for nothing. Because we are not testing that prema bhakti, that happiness, we don't know. We don't know bhava bhakti, we don't know prema bhakti. Sadhana bhakti a little bit. Material happiness is tuchya. Good for nothing. In this material world, it's been said, you want to be happy for 1 hour, take a nap. Bhagavatam class, right? Take a nap in Bhagavatam class. 1 hour. You want to be happy? Take a nap. You want to be happy for 1 day? Go for trekking. Mountain climbing. Trekking. Go for trekking. You want to be happy for 1 month? Get married. You want to be eternally happy? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Be eternally happy chanting the Lord's name. That's bhakti. That's bhakti yoga. Sandrananda visheshatma. This happiness is so thick it is. Concentrated. You've seen the lead? When you go for x-ray, they wear the apron coated with lead. Nothing in the x-rays. Not penetrate the lead. So concentrated is lead. the olden days, I know here in the old temples, even in South India, all this between the stones, they put the lead. Can you imagine? So water will not penetrate. And the temples are designed for 10,000 years. All the ancient temples in India are designed for 10,000 years. So they put the lead in between. So water will not seep and damage the building. So concentrated. Sandrananda Visheshatma. The happiness is so concentrated. How you can be happy? Lord says, Susukam kartam avyavyam. Susukam. We know Susukam means, we all know, happiness. Lord says, Susukam in Bhagavad Gita. Super happy. Krishna consciousness is not happy at all. It is super happy. Susukam. Not Sukam. Susukam. Rajavidya, Rajagushyam, Pavitram, Idumuttamam, Pratakshavagamam, Dharmam, Susukam kartam avyavyam. This knowledge, Arjuna, king of knowledge. Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam, secret of secrets. Pavitram, very pure. Not from the material world, it's from the spiritual world, from me. Uttamam, tamam is this material world. Ut means rise above this material world. We say Uttama Purusha. You'll become Uttama Purusha by study of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Pratakshavagam, Susukam kartam avyavyam. And with this knowledge, you'll be very joyful, super happy. And avyavyam, this knowledge was there, is there, it will be there, it will never perish. That is Rajavidya. That is Bhagavata knowledge. Connected to Lord and His pure devotees. Sandrananda Visheshatma, concentrated happiness. Then, one more byproduct. Krishna Akarshani. In the Prema, Krishna says, oh, there, Prahlad Maharaj is entering the temple. There, Dhruva Maharaj is sitting and chanting, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna Akarshani. Krishna gets attracted to the devotee. Krishna is hankering to see them. You know, when Dhruva was doing tapas, 5 years old boy, for 6 months he did tapas, such a rigorous tapas on the order of Narada Muni. Actually, Lord was waiting to see him. He came down and saw Dhruva. He was very happy. Dhruva saw him, Dhruva was happy, Lord was more happy. Seeing Dhruva, 5-year-old boy, so nicely chanting my name and performing bhakti, as per the instructions of my disciple, Narada Muni. Oh, Dhruva, what do you want? Dhruva, what do you want? He doesn't know what to say. He said the Lord is astonished. Words are not coming out. What Lord does? Conch. Conch is for devotees. And lotus is for devotees. Chakra and mace, gada is for demons. How many of you want conch? How many of you want conch? How many of you want conch? Very good. How many of you want lotus? Lord will make a smell, the lotus. Metal desires will go away. How many of you want chakra? Gada? No. No mace and no chakra. We want conch like Dhruva Maharaj. Lord touched him with the conch on his head. Then he started glorifying the Lord, chanting all the Vedic verses, glorifying the Lord. Yes, Dhruva, I'm very happy. What do you want? Lord, I don't want anything. Ask for something, no, I'll give you. No, Lord, I don't want anything. No, Dhruva, you have to ask. My name is Varadaraja. No? In South India, there's a temple, Varadaraja. Varadaraja means king of giving boons. You ask for a boon, Lord will give it. My name is Varadaraja. Ask, I'll give you. Lord, I don't want anything. Come on. You had a desire to have a land or a country bigger than your father and grandfather, isn't it? I'll give you, take it. Lord, I don't want. No, Dhruva, you should take it. You did tapas. If you don't take it, that if I don't give, in future nobody will do tapas. Where's the inspiration? You should take it. Lord, I don't want, Lord. Why? Lord, I got the diamond. After getting that diamond, am I interested in broken glass pieces? These metal desires are like broken glass pieces. I got you, my Lord. I got you. I don't want anything else. Okay, you take some boon, no? What do you ask? What do you ask? Yes, I want devotees association. Look at that. Why we need devotees association? To be with the Lord. And Dhruva is with the Lord and is asking for devotees association. Because without devotees association, Sangha is not possible to practice bhakti and to be steady in spiritual life. Sthiratara. Bhakti stai sthiratara. Bhagavan idisyat. When you are steady in spiritual life, Daivena Pranati Divya Kishora Murti, wherever that person turns, he's seeing Krishna everywhere. Like gopis. Gopis, where are they seeing? Only Krishna. When Uddhava goes there, he meets all the gopis. One gopi is meditating. Uddhava questions, oh gopi, who is that? Oh, Uddhava. Oh, you're meditating? Yes, I'm meditating. About whom? About Krishna, isn't it? Yes, about Krishna. What is that you're meditating about Krishna? I'm meditating how to forget Krishna. What? How to forget Krishna? You're meditating? How is that? Uddhava, you will not understand this topic. He's a disciple of Brihaspati, Brahmajnani. Uddhava, these things you'll never understand. What? Doing tapas to forget Krishna? Never heard of it. What is this? Sandarananda Visheshatma, concentrated love for Krishna. Example is gopis. One gopi question, another gopi. My dear sister, I have a doubt. What is the doubt? No, Nanda Maharaj is fair, white body. Ashwatha Maya is fair. Balram is fair. Rohini Devi is fair. How come the Shama, Krishna, is black? How is that? This is a big, always is raking up my head. No, I just always wonder, what is this? Other gopi says, you don't know this much? Are what is this? What do you put in your eyes? Kajal. My eyes, kajal. All the gopis, kalarium. They put the kajal in the eyes. And Krishna is staying always in our eyes. Naturally, has become black. This is a simple answer, but sweet answer. All the time is in our eyes only. Naturally, has become black. That is gopis. Gopis love for Krishna, especially Srimati Radharani. We can't understand. Even exalted devotees like Narada Muni, other people, they could not understand gopis love for Krishna. They're flabbergasted. They're astonished. What kind of love is this? Nobody exhibited this kind of love in this earthly planet. Only in the spiritual world it happens. But when they came, they gave demonstrations. All the exalted devotees like Narada Muni and so on, they're all astonished. What is this? We don't know that. What kind of love is this? You know that pastime when Krishna got a headache. When Narada Muni was hesitating to give the mud from his feet. Neither the queens of Dwaraka, nobody, won't like to give mud from their feet to Krishna when he said, when I apply the mud, my headache will go away. When Narada Muni approached gopis, yeah, take it, how much you want? Take it from feet. You'll go to hell, gopis, you'll go to hell. You are giving the dust from your feet to the Lord's headache? We don't mind. Your Lord's headache is gone, we don't mind staying in the hell eternally. That is gopis' love. So he collects the dust, Narada Muni, and gives it to Lord. Lord, gopis give it. I know, they'll give, only they'll give it. Nobody else will give. Narada, even you are my devotee. Narada puts his head down. Sorry, Lord. What to do? That is gopis love. Sandarananda, Visheshatma, concentrated love. That's what Mahaprabhu came and gave it to everybody. If you follow Mahaprabhu principles, job is done. ఫైవ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్. ఆరాధ్య భగవాన్ వ్రజేశు తనియస్ తద్ధామ బృందావనం రమ్య కాచిద్ ఉపాసన వ్రజవధు వర్గేన వా కల్పిత శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ప్రమాణం అమలం ప్రేమ పుమార్తాన్ మహాన్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు మతమిదం తత్రాధారణాపర. ఫైవ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ వర్షిప్ కృష్ణ విత్ బృందావన్ ధామ్. దెన్ వర్షిప్ ద వే ద గోపీస్ వర్షిప్డ్. రమ్య కాచిత్ ఉపాసన వ్రజవధు వ్రజవధు గోపీస్ వ్రజవధు వర్గేన వా కల్పిత వర్షిప్ ద వే గోపీస్ వర్షిప్ మీ కృష్ణ. దెన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ప్రమాణం అమలం స్టడీ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. దిస్ నో లిటరేచర్ ఈక్వల్ టు భాగవతం. అమల పురాణ దిస్ నో టింజ్ ఆఫ్ మూడ్స్ ఇన్ భాగవతం. ప్రేమ ఉపమార్తాన్ మహాన్ యు గెట్ లవ్ ఫర్ మీ టు కృష్ణ. శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు మతం ఇదం తత్రాధారణాపర. ఫైవ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ మహాప్రభుకి దట్ ఈస్ కృష్ణ వర్షిప్ కృష్ణ కృష్ణస్ ధామ్ వృందావన్ దెన్ వర్షిప్ గోపీస్ వే ఆఫ్ వర్షిప్ ఇస్ ద టాప్ మోస్ట్ దెన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇస్ ద హైయెస్ట్ స్క్రిప్చర్ దెన్ ప్రేమ వేదాస్ ఆర్ లిమిటెడ్ టు పురుషార్థ ధర్మ అర్థ కామ దట్స్ ఆల్ ధర్మ అర్థ కామ మోక్ష ఫోర్ నోబడి టాక్స్ అబౌట్ లవ్ ఓన్లీ మహాప్రభు. ఈవెన్ ఇన్ సౌత్ ఇండియా యు టేక్ మధ్వాచార్య రామాచార్య ఆల్వాస్ దే ఆల్ టాక్ అబౌట్ లవ్ ఆల్వాస్ దే టాక్ మోర్ అబౌట్ లవ్ బట్ నాట్ మచ్ బట్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఫిలాసఫీ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ లవ్ ప్రేమతత్వ విచ్ ఈస్ వెరీ రేర్ రేరెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ రేర్ దట్ శిల ప్రభుపాద్ గివ్ టు అస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ప్రేమతత్వ ఆల్సో బికాస్ వీఆర్ నాట్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ వీఆర్ లిమిటెడ్ టు దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు అడ్వాన్స్ స్లోది బట్ ప్రేమతత్వ ఇస్ వెరీ హై లైక్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు గోస్వామీస్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన్ అండ్ అవర్ పరంపర శిల ప్రభుపాద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహారాజ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఇన్ ద ప్రేమతత్వ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ. So here we can see Bhattacharya is calling Mahaprabhu. Not only Mahaprabhu, all the devotees, serve prasadam, serve them. Take the sangha of these devotees with the Lord. 7:45, thank you so much, Hare Krishna. If you have any questions or comments, most welcome, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's comments there. Yeah. You can take this mic. Your question is clear. It's like this. Like gopis, they refused Lord's order, go back home. Why Brahmana wives? They would have refused. Why they never did? Right? That's the question. Prabhupada gives the answer. Because gopis, their devotion is very high. Brahmana wives are no way a match to gopis. When Krishna tells you go back home, they go back home. But gopis, no. Sorry, Krishna. We'll stay back. And Lord knows that. Okay? You clear?